mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of
mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby in for Virginia Prescott.
I grew up in the Clearwater area of Florida. I went to college in Jacksonville at University of North Florida. I went for a degree in advertising. I also minored in photography. I got involved, well, I figure you're going to ask later on about what got me involved in the drones and everything.
Clay Folden is a drone operator. He doesn't work for the Department of Defense or Homeland Security. As far as we know, he's never killed an enemy combatant or spied on anybody. Clay is a photographer, and he's one of a growing number of amateur pilots around the world who are flying unmanned aerial vehicles, or as we usually call them, drones.
One day I get a phone call from my dad. He was talking with my uncle for a little bit. My uncle was viewing this footage of boats and of real estate properties from just impossibly low vantage points and angles and stuff. And he was really interested on how they were doing that because it didn't look like it was actually coming off of a helicopter. It was getting these impossibly close and low spots. So he kind of brought my attention to drone cinematography.
Drones come in all shapes and sizes, and the one that Clay eventually bought is nothing like those steel-gray Reapers and Predators and Global Hawks that we see in the news, multi-million-dollar war machines equipped with missiles and wingspans in excess of 116 feet. Clay's humble drone is called a Phantom and is made by a Chinese company called DJI that specializes in small commercial unmanned aerial vehicles. More specifically, his is what's called a quadricopter. It flies using four small propellers, weighs less than 2.5 pounds, and isn't much bigger than a shoebox. You can go online right now and order your own for a few $100 from a dealer or a hobby shop. Give me sort of a picture of that first time you opened your Phantom and took it out on a test run. How'd it go?
First time I took it out, man, I'm looking at the box and I'm just like, what the hell have I gotten myself into? So the first one, man, there was barely a manual, if you could call that thing a manual. And it was in just awful English. I went out to one of the parks around where I live, and I took it up in the air. And being that investment to where I didn't have much money at the time, and this was a total Hail Mary.
Like, if you crash this thing, it's going to be awful. You're going to be ruined.
Oh, I know. And I just look at it. I'm like, I just see a price tag flying around. I don't see a quad. I just see how much money I have just flying around in the sky that could literally go anywhere. And, you know, I had my first flight. Everything happened without incident. And I noticed how bad I was actually shaking. But yeah, I remember that. And I used to play quite a bit of Xbox and N64 and a lot of video games. So I think that really helped with the eye-hand coordination. I picked it up pretty quick after that. So.
Oh, that's good. So we in the video game generation are going to be the master drone users.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But Clay's drone isn't just an expensive toy. It's a tool. Just as important to him as a photographer as his tripod, his laptop, his photo editing software. Even more important, because Clay's drone is what sets him apart from the competition. Last year, Clay produced a video of aerial vacation footage shot entirely by drone. Breathtaking vistas of cities, national parks, deserts, oceans. Some of the shots start about knee-high, impossibly close, as Clay's uncle would put it, and then climb hundreds of feet into the air in a matter of seconds. There's something about them that seems unreal, and yet they are unmistakably authentic when compared to the CGI that we're used to seeing in the movies nowadays. When the video got picked up by the Huffington Post, it went viral, and soon after, Clay's phone started ringing with job opportunities. There's just one problem. If you're going to go drone, you've got to follow the rules.
Some of the FAA regulations are there's a 300-foot ceiling, so you can't fly above 300 feet. That's public airspace, and you could endanger people. You can't fly within proximity to airports, which that's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, that sounds sensible.
Yeah, you don't want that up in the air when there's a lot of air traffic. You cannot operate these commercially either, which is what really gets a lot of flack. Not so much from the hobbyists, but from the people that all around the country that are trying to start up their own aerial production companies.
Well, so what do you mean you can't use it for commercial reasons? Like you can't use it on a film set?
You could use it on the film set, but you cannot get compensated for it.
So are you telling me that the videos that you've done, which are really cool and have gone viral, you know, got picked up by the Huffington Post and other places, you haven't gotten paid for those?
The videos that I have online, I have not been paid for. Which is very unfortunate. Just very unfortunate because, you know, spent a lot of time learning how to do this and really understanding the systems and learning how to fly, and there's no real reimbursement for that available yet.
Do you think it's going to pay off?
I mean, it's a matter of time until the regulations do come around. And as far as exposure is concerned for me, it has paid off. You know, if it wasn't for the quad, I'd still be trying to yell in a room full of people shouting out here as far as trying to get jobs and stand above the crowd was concerned.
After talking to Clay, I'm convinced that drones are going to play a huge role in the future of photography. 100% convinced. We're going to see drone footage in commercials. We're going to see them in Hollywood films. We're probably even going to see them at weddings. And once those floodgates open, there is no going back. The possibilities are way too alluring. And a little scary, but that's all part of the package.
Prior to drones, you would have to hire a pilot with a helicopter and then hire a film crew to go on that actual helicopter. And the airport fees, pilot fees, crew fees, gas, and all of that. So, you know, the industry is definitely headed this way as far as cinematography is concerned because it's a much more cost-efficient method. And you have actually a lot more freedom of the location that you can choose for these as well.
Big thanks to Clay Folden, freelance photographer there, for sharing his story with us. You can check out his awesome drone footage at wordofmouthradio.org. And I'm here to tell you that photography is just the very tip of the iceberg. Today on Word of Mouth, it's the Drone Show. We're going to talk about how drones might be used to revolutionize agriculture, journalism, and sports coverage, or on the other hand, used by the paparazzi to spy on celebrities. We're going to have more on the developing legal status of small UAV operators and where the U.S. stands in relation to the rest of the world when it comes to drone regulation. And of course, you can't talk about drones without talking about drone strikes. So when we come back, the debate over President Obama's use of drones overseas. This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio.